Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. I'm your host, Alex Newman. We have a very special guest in my home studio with us today. His name is Iago Barbosa. He is a Brazilian, a leader, and he actually moved to the United States some years ago because of the problems that the communist regime there under Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was causing. Well, they have just had a so-called election in Brazil, and it looks very much like what they did to Donald Trump in 2020. Same modus operandi, gaslighting us, telling us that anybody who believes in election fraud is a crazy conspiracy theorist, except in Brazil, they're going a step further. You've got a Supreme Court that is threatening people with jail time for asking questions. You've got YouTube censoring everybody who asks questions. You've got the Supreme Court ordering the anti-social media companies to silence anyone who questions the election. It's simply incredible. You've got people being threatened with arrest. I actually reached out to a lot of Brazilians, including lawyers, politicians, prominent people, asked them to come on the program and talk about this. They also, we can't. We're worried we're going to go to jail, right? That's how bad things have gotten in Brazil. And yet, the people are out on the streets by the millions protesting this fraudulent election. We've got some video of that that we will show you. And so my guest today, Iago Barbosa, he was born in Brazil and he moved up here in 2013 because of the mess that the Workers' Party and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his protege, Dilma Rousseff, who we've covered very extensively at TNA, the mess that they were causing there. He came up here. He is an American patriot. He loves this country more than virtually any American that I know. And he actually understands it better than almost any American that I know, our Constitution, our Christian heritage. And he rapidly became a leader in the truest sense of the term. Until just recently, he was the chairman of the Florida Federation of Teenage Republicans. And just knowing that there are young men like this in senior leadership positions among our young Republicans gives me really some serious encouragement about the future. Iago, you also, of course, helped Donald Trump's campaign. You made over 200,000 phone calls during that election. It's truly incredible how much you do. And you're still very active. You're the advisor for the Teenage Republicans?
Yes, now I'm their junior advisor.
Junior advisor, that's right. Fantastic. We're so honored to have you here, Iago. Thank you for all that you do. I want to talk about the Brazilian election. You and the Brazilian community here in Florida, you guys were just protesting this fraudulent election. Tell us what happened as you understand it in Brazil.
So what happened in Brazil, that was already planned out. We already know, just like in America, the plan and the agenda is all the same. What they want to do, the powerful people of this world, what they want to do is take away nation sovereignty. And we have a Supreme Court judge, which his name is Alexandre de Moraes. He used to be the Supreme Court judge. Now he's the judge of the Supreme Electoral Court. And he's the one, moving forward these threats and all those things to threat people that saying that he's going to lock up them in jail. He just said today that those who questions the election result in Brazil will be named as criminals and should be going to jail. So it's really crazy what is going on in Brazil right now.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, they have the support of the Biden administration, too. The U.S. State Department threatened Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro with consequences if he spoke out and contested this bogus election. Also, the CIA chief went down there and warned them that they better not contest the election. It all sounds so similar to what happened here in 2020. Iago, obviously, the Brazilian people are not buying this. They're out in the streets by the millions. You've got the truckers blocking down the streets. I want to show you guys some clips of what is happening in Brazil right now as we speak with the massive protests. People are out at military bases, begging the military for intervention here. Let's roll those clips.
O que o povo quer? Isso. É momento tenso. Gente, olha, é lugar onde tem todo tipo de pessoa. Aqui, o bem e o mal sempre existiu, sempre vai existir e sempre vai tentar te atrapalhar. O mundo não é lugar de flores, ok? Então você tem que aprender a lidar com isso. Aprenda a lidar com essa situação. O pessoal dali da frente, ó.
Thank you.
So powerful images there, Iago. And I mean, this is what's happening on the streets of Brazil right now. Mm-hmm. People are rallying outside military bases. They're begging the military to intervene. And you mentioned something to me earlier that I thought was so interesting. In the Brazilian Constitution, there's actually a specific provision to deal with exactly this situation. Talk about it.
So Article 142 of the Brazilian Constitution says that if the Brazilian people, most of the Brazilian people are not satisfied with how the elections was run, they can ask for the military to intervene, which is actually called a federal intervention, which what they do is that the military reestablishes the order in the country. He keeps the current president, which right now is Jair Bolsonaro, in power, so they can run a new and fair election in Brazil, because clearly this election was not clean. You know, we have the Biden administration saying that it was clean, but it was not, because we have one of the biggest states, one of the largest states in Brazil, Minas Gerais, which congressmen that were running for the state had great numbers of votes. And on the first round, Jair Bolsonaro have lost on Minas Gerais. So it's basically impossible. The math doesn't add up. I cannot see someone that is conservative vote for a congressman, and when it comes to the president, votes for a communist.
Yeah.
You know, though, it's so insane. So that was definitely fraud. Not only in America, but also not only in Brazil, but also here in America, when I was going to vote for Jair Bolsonaro, my electronic machine that I vote on, that I was supposed to vote on the first round, the staff of the election said that I was not going to be able to vote because my machine was just not working. So they made me write just a random piece of paper, which is just basically insane. And the Electoral College of Brazil, the Supreme Electoral Court of Brazil, has nothing saying that you should write your vote in a piece of paper, in a random piece of paper, if your voting machine is simply not working.
It's truly incredible that we still have these voting machines, despite all these questions. We also have a really interesting document. This was put out by Alan dos Santos, who was supposed to be here today with us, but was not able to make it. And he posted this on his Locals. It's Federative Republic of Brazil. It says a prohibited disclosure, but it's compliance analysis. And what it shows is that there were massive irregularities, massive vulnerabilities in the election system. The numbers don't add up. The data doesn't make sense. You have incredible problems. So you can see that on your screen right now. Very, very bizarre. And actually, some months ago, I was at an event hosted by Mike Lindell and spent a little bit of time with Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of the current president. And he warned that this was coming. He warned that they were preparing a massive election heist operation. Iago, where do you think this goes from here now? You're talking to people in Brazil. You're talking to the Brazilian community here. Where do you think this is heading in Brazil? What happens if Lula is actually installed as the president? What are the options that Jair Bolsonaro has?
If Lula is actually installed as the president, and if Jair Bolsonaro concedes, which he didn't, so Bolsonaro still haven't conceded, you know, people are going to the streets. So we are not giving up, you know, people in Brazil are not giving up. My grandma, which is just went through a tough cancer treatment, was on the streets. It's just crazy. This is how loving patriots in Brazil are acting. They say that this weekend is going to be even larger, the crowds. So I'm totally looking forward to it. I was talking to Alan dos Santos yesterday, and what he told me, he said, Iago, what the people of Brazil has to understand is that they can't leave the streets. Leaving the streets is not an option for Brazilians right now, because if Lula takes power, is over. Brazil becomes a Venezuela. So what we have to do is that Brazilian has to, you know, remain on the streets, you know, asking for Article 142 to be implemented in Brazil so that the military can reorganize these elections.
Yeah. And folks, I mean, you need to get involved here. I know Brazil seems like it's far off, but we've done a lot of reporting here at the New American Magazine about the Foro de Sao Paulo, this communist network founded by Lula, Fidel Castro, the Sandinistas, the mass murdering Marxists in Nicaragua, and then the mass murdering communist terrorists in Colombia, the cocaine traffickers, the FARC, the Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia. And folks, this network, they actually went on record in 1997. We've got the documents. We've reported it at TNA many times. They said their goal was to restore in Latin America what was lost in Eastern Europe. That is, of course, communist slavery, communist tyranny. And they are so close to their goal. When we interviewed Olavo de Carvalho some years ago, who ended up being a top advisor to Jair Bolsonaro, he passed away recently. But he told us the headquarters of the communist movement is in Brazil. It's the Workers' Party that is guiding this process. Lula, of course, went to prison for looting the Brazilian people, for looting Petrobras, the state-run oil company, and sending that money to himself and to all his communist buddies around the world, and especially in Chile and other places. What's happening, folks, is going to have a direct impact. And our government, the Biden administration, our so-called government, is deliberately aiding and abetting this process. Iago, you are very involved in the political process here in America. You've met most of our great statesmen here in this country. What is your advice for Americans who maybe aren't close to Brazil, don't know much about Brazil, but recognize that this is a serious threat? What is your advice to them? How can they get involved? What can they do?
What they can do is love America with all their hearts, with all their passion, understand what our founding fathers intended for this country, to be honest, because our founding fathers was the most brilliant people in our lifetime. It's just crazy. They were the most brilliant people in the world when it comes to political philosophy and things like that. So one thing is to understand the Constitution and don't allow the federalization of our elections here in the U.S. to pass, especially Article 5 of the Constitution. Don't fall for the constitutional convention, things like that, that want to modify all of our electoral process. That's why our founding fathers truly understand that popular vote was not the way to go. That's why they installed the Electoral College, because it's much harder to fraud an election with the Electoral College.
Yep, absolutely. So much wisdom right there, Iago. And before we run out of time, I want to ask you about American politics. You, of course, led the Florida Federation of Teenage Republicans, and I was honored to participate in that in some small way, speaking at some of you guys' events. And one of my sons, of course, is involved in the Teenage Republicans. But one of the things that encouraged me so much is that the young leaders in the Republican Party, they love liberty. They love God. They love our country. It's so different than like the rhino establishment that we see so often that the media promotes for us. Talk about the Republican Party a little bit, what you see in the future, and also what about this upcoming election here in the United States?
What I see coming for the Republican Party here in the U.S. is a bright future. We are educating the teenagers, the next generation, to actually follow what our founding fathers taught us and not fall for the rhino policies like red flag laws, constitutional convention, things like that, that a lot of rhinos are adopting, and a lot of the Republicans are being deceived by constitutional convention, convention of states, things like that. So I see a bright future. Regarding the elections here in Florida, we are super excited. We work really hard for the DeSantis campaign. I personally did 25,000 phone calls for Governor DeSantis. So I'm really looking forward to it. Let's take back the House, let's take back the Senate, and let's keep fighting for America, America first.
Absolutely. That's so wonderful, Iago. That's fantastic. Some final words of wisdom for the folks out there about Brazil. Is there anything that you think an American can do? Obviously, we should be praying for the people of Brazil right now. They're dealing with a very serious struggle. But any thoughts on anything Americans might be able to do for the people of Brazil?
Be informed, and follow us on social media. If you mind me leaving my social media,
please. Yeah, tell us.
My Instagram is Iago, I-A-G-O. BR_1776, so you guys can follow what is going on in Brazil. And also, because there I will leave all the information for the next protests that we are going to have here in America, fighting for freedom in Brazil, supporting the patriots in Brazil that are taking to the streets. So if you guys want to join us, you guys can bring American flags, Second Amendment flags, put out signs for Thomas Jefferson, what our founding fathers used to say. So guys, please come join us. So, all right.
Excellent. Well, Iago Barbosa, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us. Thank you for all that you do for our country, for our state, and of course for your country of birth, Brazil. It's just an honor to know you, and it's really an honor to have you here. So thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you so much.
All righty, folks. That's Iago Barbosa, junior advisor for the Florida Federation of Teenage Republicans, a wonderful patriot. And thanks for tuning in. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Till next time, God bless you all.